because it's fun.
You enjoy it.
I like to travel around too. I've been in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas, and Texas.
Well, I wouldn't go any further north if I was you, for the weather clears up a little bit. It's cold up there.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's cold down here. What did it get down to last night?
About 8.
About 8 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You transcribe this and then you make a atlas out of it.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yes, ma'am. We've got about 800 interviews across the South now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of finishing up the interviews. Anyhow, we were talking about the other buildings. Did you have a place where you kept all the animals and things like that underneath a kind of a shelf or something?
Yeah, we had a shed for them. And we had a corn crib. We'd get the corn, throw it in there, and then we'd feed off of it all through the next crop. Didn't have to buy feed, when you had to buy a feed, it dug too much into your crop money.
Yeah.
We usually raised enough feed and sold some, but sometimes trout cut the corn crop short. You'd have to buy a little feed. You usually just go buy oats and feed oats when you had to buy feed.
Where'd you keep oats?
Huh?
Where did you keep oats when you had to keep them?
Just put them in the corn crib.
Oh, I see. You store everything?
Empty up a sack into a barrel, and then dish out what you want each animal to have. It was amazing. Bucket of some kind. Pour it in the trough to him, and he'd give him hay. We had a hay barn and a corn crib, stalled on each side of the corn crib from get in there. And we never left him in that night. We always opened the door so they could come out in the lot. My daddy said too many stock got burned up, and the barns just closed up they couldn't get out of.
Yes, sir.
The funny thing about a barn, too, with the barn is when you get a horse or a mule out of it, if he can get loose from you, he's going back in there. He'd go back in there and burn her. They're
I've
excited.
Heard tell that.
Huh?
I've heard tell that.
They'll do it. You just got to force them to stay out of there. They just lose their head. They get excited. That's used to staying in that barn, they want to go back. They think they're safer in there than they are out, but they're not. I guess that's what they think if they're capable of thinking. And I know they are. A horse can understand a person a lot better than you think and know what you're saying.
Well, they sure know the way people are.
Yeah.
I used to ride, and I was a terrible rider. But you know something? My sister, who didn't weigh more than 100 pounds, was a good rider.
Yeah.
Why is it, some people just know how to handle horses, but...
Yeah. I rode many horses, and I loved it.
You ever break them?
I wasn't bad about breaking them. I was too scared I'd get thrown. I never was thrown off a horse by it bucking me off. I fell off. One on the... A low bending tree with me one day, running, and my chest hit the tree and knocked me saddling all off out back of it.
Oh, goodness.
Didn't hurt me, though.
Your feet didn't get caught in the...
No, saddle went off with me.